Hey, this is Michael Hutchinson, and you're listening to the Front Row Podcast.
This is episode 31 on the Front Row Podcast.
This show is brought to you by Esdaile Printing. For nearly 40 years, Esdaile has been your source for banners, decals, signs, and your company needs. Check them out at 207 DeBatt Street in Winnipeg or online at esdaileprinting.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at Esdaile Printing or on Facebook.
Today's episode, I have two wrestlers. One is Robin Lakeem and Hotshot Daddy Duggan. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having us.
So, Robin, how did you get your start into wrestling?
Back in 99, I finally found somebody who did some training in Belgium, and I started with them, and then started on the fairgrounds and the carnivals and everything, and that's how everything started going up.
Okay, and which two wrestlers do you want to wrestle against from the WWE, from the past and the current roster?
And what? Come again, because you broke off a bit.
So which two wrestlers you want to dream match against from the past and the current roster of WWE or AWE?
This is a controversial name, but I've always wanted a match against Chris Benoit. And another one, I'd say I'd love to tag with Scott and Rick Steiner one day.
Yeah.
I thought for sure you'd say you'd want to wrestle Drake.
Oh,
Drake Maverick. I thought for sure that would be your thing.
No, not really. I forgot about that.
Or maybe
mentioned wrestlers. So.
Or maybe the British Bulldog.
I wrestled his son. I wrestled Davey.
Yeah.
Harry Smith. I wrestled him so a few years ago. We're actually good friends. So.
Yes. Yeah, guys, workout. How has it changed prior to COVID and current COVID?
Night and day. I used to be able to go to a gym. I can't do that anymore, so I work out in my living room. So it's completely changed the name of the game for me. I was in the gym, 5 to 7 days a week, and now I have to make do with a couple dumbbells and plates here in the living room. So we're still making do. We're still making progress, but it's, when you're healthy and you're in the prime of your career, you want to be able to go full tilt, and that kind of taken away from you with the gym being removed is a little frustrating to say the very least, but we're hopefully making strides to having that change sometime soon.
So how's it for you, Robin?
It sucks. It sucks big time. The thing is, what people don't understand is that people like Danny and myself and several other wrestlers, we do heavy compound movements. We deadlift, we bench press, we squat. And people always go like, oh, just do body weight, and just use some resistance bands. And it's just not the same. When you're able to bench three plates aside for reps, then you can do as many push-ups as you want. You'll never get the same results. And that's why it's very frustrating. That's something people don't get when we go like, we want the gyms open, we want to be on the heavy weights. We want to be on the machines and everything. And it's frustrating at the moment. It's like banging your head against the wall with what people don't understand about it.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong. Same as Robin, we've been working out long enough. We can adjust and make do with what we have to, with what we currently have, but it's not the same. And anyone who thinks it is an idiot. And I have no problem saying that, like Robin mentioned, there's completely different weight and equipment that you're going to have access to in the gym that train your body differently. And I'm sure Robin's in the same boat as me, after 18 years of wrestling, my body is beat to shit. So I need certain equipment and I need certain resistance and I need certain weights to train my body effectively that I can't necessarily do with body weight or do with limited weights in my living room. So to have access to certain equipment to train effectively and safely is very important for me. Especially here in Winnipeg, like I can't do cardio in my living room. I can do high intensive workouts to get my heart rate up and burn calories and things of that nature, but I can't get on a rower. I can't get on the Jacob's ladder. I can't get on a treadmill And it's also in the dead of winter when it's, you know, minus 20 half the time. And, you know, as a 260-pound man, it's not ideal for me to be going and running outside on ice with my knees the way they are from, you know, years of wrestling. So it's completely game changing to how we have to train, unfortunately, and it's not sufficient. And we make do, like when we're on the road, you know, gyms aren't always up to snuff compared, you know, one town to the next, and we make it work. But for it to be this long of a period of time, you know, we're going on 10 months now of this, with the gym being in and out, you know, periodically through different lockdowns now, is it's completely ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like I have a gym nearby, so I can't really go there and exercise and get going. So, for wrestling, how did you get, like, how was that working out for you guys, get training and do different moves with everything going on?
Danny, you want to take this first?
Can you repeat that question?
It's like for, well, the wrestling training part of things. Like, how do you get, like, doing that?
Well, we have a wrestling school in Winnipeg. It's like, so we have a ring set up 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. With lockdown, we've, you know, for the most part, it's been shut down just to avoid any more difficulties with authorities in terms of fines and things of that nature. You know, so, and a lot of people are just cautious right now, and rightfully so. But it's not the same. Like, you can get in the ring and train, but it's not like, When you're breaking into the business, that's great, you know, to be getting in as many reps as you can in the training center, even as you continuously train. Like, even now, you know, even before COVID, as a full-time wrestler, I'd still go down to the training center and try to make the most of the opportunity there when time allowed. But it's no substitute to being in front of a live audience. Like, that's a completely different animal altogether. And you're only going to get better in front of a live audience and being able to play in front of different crowds and hone your craft that way. So being able to get into the training center is great. It keeps the ring rust off the best you can. It tries to keep your cardio up the best it can, but it's definitely not a replacement once you're doing it as a profession to being in front of a live audience.
Yeah, it's... Go ahead, Ron.
Yes, it's the same over here. You know, there's no place for me to go. The only thing I can do is... I'm lucky that I'm together with a professional wrestler, with Lori. We've been together 12 years. So if you want to do some technical wrestling or chain wrestling, we can do it in the living room. But you can't take bumps, you know, you can't throw each other around or anything. So it's, yeah, I can't go anywhere, you know. But, hey, the government lets everybody, like the Premier League and everything, they're allowed to play. But, well, you know, we're not allowed to wrestle one-on-one, you know. It's just what it is these days. It's frustrating.
And Hot Shot, I've seen you been in a film called Hot Tub Party Massacre.
Yes, sir.
Yes, how did that go?
It was great. It was with a company called Chad Media Productions. I'd done a lot of different short internet films and spoofs for them over the years. And they took a leap in doing a full film full film production, and the producer's a huge, 80s movies buff. He loves traditional old 80s horror movies. So we kind of did a spoof on the Sleepover Massacre movie. I personally love 80s horror, and I love how good they are, and I love how bad they are at the same time. So to kind of be in a parody of one was kind of a dream come true for me, even if it was an independent film. But luckily, even as an independent film, it really picked up traction and became kind of a cult favorite in that genre. So it was quite an honor to be a part of it and a lot of fun.
That's the Royal Rumbles today. Who's your predictions today for the winning the Royal Rumble?
Man, I haven't watched regular WWE programming in, geez, 2-3 years now. So by me making a pick is going to be completely pulling a name out of the hat. Just based on the names I've seen that are involved, I'm actually going to watch it this evening, and that'll be the first time I've watched Rumble in a few years. Just based on, I guess, something new and fresh in terms of the talent that I've seen announced so far, I think the only one that really intrigues me to offer some different new matchups come WrestleMania would probably be Edge, seeing he's returned, you know, in the last year or two, and he's only had one or two matches. So you know, Edge versus anybody as the world champion would be something different and new that I haven't seen time and time again, the few times I have turned on Raw or SmackDown. So that would be something different and fresh for me. I'll go with that pick just based on personal preference.
And who you pick there, Robin?
Literally no idea. I wouldn't even know who's all in it.
I couldn't tell you five guys.
I'm barely following the new stuff.
Yeah, they have Randy Orton.
I haven't followed it.
They have Randy Orton number one, Edge number two.
And that's the only reason I knew Edge was in it. I saw earlier this morning that they were entering one or two, which was kind of, it gave me some insight to make my prediction today, but it was also disappointing because I was planning on watching the Rumble tonight. And that's my favorite part of the Rumble. That's why it's my favorite pay-per-view every year, is the suspense of who's number one, who's number two, and who's coming out every minute afterwards. So now that I know that they're selecting and announcing ahead of time who's coming out in which numbers, it's a little disappointing because that's kind of the mystique and intrigue of the Royal Rumble. So hopefully they haven't foreshadowed too many of the other spots in that match, because I look forward to seeing what they have to offer. But I'm also very intrigued, as a fan and as a wrestler myself, just to see how the Rumble's presented this year, because last year the Rumble was presented in front of a live audience. It was the last major event before COVID shut everything down. And a big part of the excitement of the Rumble is the crowd counting down from 10 and waiting for that music to hit and people to explode based on who's coming out next into the Royal Rumble match. So there's no audience this year. So that really kind of takes away from a part of the whole appeal and attraction that is the Royal Rumble match. So I'm very interested to see how they piece it together with nobody in the audience to you know, not only uphold the esteem that is the Royal Rumble, but, you know, keep you intrigued and interested to watch for 60 minutes without that crowd interaction, every 60 seconds, every time somebody comes to the ring.
Well, if Randy Orton and Edge are number one and two this year, I'm calling it. It's a 95 rerun, like Sean and Davey. They're going to go all the way, and then one will eliminate the other, and that's it. You know, it's either I call Orton to win then.
Yeah, so I like the old school wrestling stuff, and like have like Bret Hart, Owen Hart, stuff like that. So I can not know when they come out, and then.
Well, I'll pick, as my dark horse pick, I'm going to pick, as I do every year, Doink the Clown. Every year there's a few surprises in the Rumble, and you know, you never know who's going to come through that curtain. And every year I hold out hope that this is the year Doink returns and rightfully takes his place in the main event of WrestleMania. So hopefully that'll happen this year.
Doink the Clown's the best. Yes, apparently Brock Lesnar's rumored to be in the Rumble, but who knows?
Time will tell.
Hopefully one of you two or both of you music hits in the Rumble and you guys come down. And
well, I think we can...
I'm still stuck in the UK, mate, so don't count on it.
Yeah, I was going to say, both of us are under a border lockdown right now, so you can expel that rumor immediately.
I know, like next year possibility. There's always next year.
There's always next year.
And thanks, guys, for coming on.
That's right.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Front Row Podcast. Download the show on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts. Contact us on Twitter or Instagram at Podcast Front Row and join in the conversation. Catch us next time on the Front Row Podcast.